But first, the governor's office appears to be looking into changes to a number of Arizona water laws, and these efforts have not been met with universal approval. Rachel Leingang writes about this in the Arizona Capital Times, and she joins me now. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So what kinds of laws? Obviously, these are very complex laws in many ways. What are some of the kinds of laws that the governor's office is looking to change?
We're talking all over the spectrum of water laws here, things from drought planning, the Lake Mead shortage, planning for that, groundwater usage, and then some kind of political battles with the Central Arizona Project, some different things that would change the way that they do business.
What are some of those potential challenges? Because as you write about, some members of that board do not appear to be thrilled with what the governor's looking at.
Right. His administration has been really critical of the Central Arizona Project in various ways. There's been this court case where the Central Arizona Project claimed something called sovereign immunity, in which they argue that they're an arm of the state so that they were protected from some lawsuit. And the state had a big problem with that. They don't see Central Arizona Project as an arm of the state. They've also been critical of their lobbying expenses at the federal level, which have been a little bit high. They say that CAP needs to have routine audits from the Auditor General, even though they already audit their own financial data routinely. So a lot of little things like that, you know, there's a handful of them that CAP say are really targeted and political in a way that water usually isn't.
Yeah, these are our laws, and this is a policy that is often seen as you referenced, bipartisan, that sort of for the good of the state. Does it seem like there's a concerted effort to change that now?
So from what I've heard in the past, people would always come in with differing opinions, but they were advocating for whatever their interest was. So if you're in agriculture, your interest may be different than, you know, manufacturing, but that, you know, they weren't arguing politically and they were all looking toward the common good. And from what CAP has said, this seems to be a change, especially because these are two, you know, the state and CAP are the two biggest water players in the state. So if they're at odds, that is definitely not normal and something that a lot of folks are really concerned about.
What, if anything, has the governor's office said about that?
They say that they're trying to have the state speak with one voice, and they're trying to find unity. That's why they have CAP involved in these meetings. So that's how they're viewing it, that this is an effort to work through these issues, but at the end of it, they'll all come out together in a way that will be best for the state.
In past years, it seems like some of the disputes over water policy have been between developers, home builders, groups like that, and folks who are concerned about conserving water and making sure that, for example, development projects don't go up in places where they can't have an assured water supply. Is that something that's being looked at as part of this package now?
Yes, and I think that there will be some big legislative battles over that, like there have been in the past. Some of the proposed laws are dealing with groundwater reporting and measuring, or the so-called active management areas, where you have to have safe yield, meaning the amount of water you take out and the amount you put in are the same. And then some irrigation protection areas as well, where there can't be more people seeking to irrigate. I think all of those issues will relate to development in big ways. And I'm sure when they come up in formal bills and in hearings, you'll hear a lot from those folks.
What are you hearing as far as how lawmakers feel about some of these bills and whether or not they may or may not have smooth sailing or consensus once the session starts in January?
So one that's been really vocal about his opposition to this whole thing is Rusty Bowers, and he sent out an email to all the lawmakers and said, you know, that this is normally something that's taken very apolitically, that has consensus on all sides, that people take a long time to make changes to, several years in the past. So he said that this isn't the right way to do it. He wanted lawmakers involved. There haven't been rank-and-file lawmakers involved in these meetings. Some of the leadership and staffers have been involved, but, you know, those who are sitting on these environmental or water committees, they haven't been involved in it, and I think that there's some animosity that they haven't been a part of the process so far. So I don't think it's smooth sailing in the least. This will probably want to be one of the bigger battles of the 2018 legislative session.
And it's probably worth noting that Representative Bowers is a Republican who's right. being critical of the way this is happening. All right, that's Rachel Leingang, a reporter with the Arizona Capital Times. Rachel, good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Thank you.